Guten Morgen, Kinderlach. Today is Chof Av, Yahrzeit of Reb Levick, the Rebbe's father. He was exiled, put in prison, and then exiled because of his work to spread Torah and mitzvahs in Russia. And he ended up in a small town, exiled amongst very, very simple people. But there were no Jews, all alone, until his Rebbetzin, his wife came and joined him. And then he ended up moving to another city called Alma'ata, where he was nistalik on Chof Av, Tavshin Dalet. After he was nistalik, they buried him in a cemetery that was really not a Jewish cemetery, but the Goyim allowed the Jews to take a separate section of that cemetery and make it Jewish, and that's where he was buried, and to put up a matzeva. And there was one Jew who was very, very involved in taking care of the Rebbe's father's kever. Alma'ata is very far away. It's in Kazakhstan. There are hardly any Jews living there. And he knew that the Rebbe's father was buried there amongst a few Jews that were also buried in that place. But it needed to be taken care of because nobody looked after it. And the Goyim could destroy it also. Sometimes the government wanted to destroy Jewish cemeteries so they can build a highway or build a park. So he wanted to make sure that everything is good and everything is taken care of. And then Chas v'Shalom, nobody destroys anything in that cemetery, and especially the Rebbe's father's kever. He would go every day and clean and take away the little stones. And it was, if there was grass growing, he would take away the grass and pull it out. Make sure that it's nice and clean. He would go daven there very often. And he did this for a long time until it got to a point when the Rebbe's mother, the wife of Reb Levick, managed to leave Russia. She came to France and then to New York. She joined her son, the Rebbe. And this Jew, his name was Reb Yosef Nimoitin. He stayed in Russia, although he also would have liked to leave because it's very, very hard to be Jewish in Russia in those days. But he knew that somebody has to take care of the kever. But then Jews started leaving, more and more Jews and Hasidim left Russia. And he felt it became impossible for him to stay Jewish in Russia. So he also wanted to leave. So in those days, if you wanted to leave Russia, you had to ask the government, send a letter, and ask for permission to leave. They have to give you a special visa which allows you to leave the country. But they didn't let everybody leave. Some people they let leave, some people they don't. They didn't. Reb Yosef decided to ask for a visa, for a permit to leave Russia. But he was answered, no, you cannot leave Russia, you're going to have to stay here. And so he stayed in Alma'ata, and he continued to take care of the kever and the place of the Rebbe's father, Reb Levick. And there was a little shul in the city. He would go to daven there. But as time went by, every year he would ask the government for permission to leave, and they would say, no, no, no. This went on for more than 20 years. Finally, he asked so many times for the government of Russia, of the communist government, to let him leave, and they said, no, no, no. One day, it was Tavshin Lamedtes, 1979. Reb Yosef had enough. He felt this is it, he can't stay there anymore. There's no kosher food, there's nothing. And he wants to leave. And just then he got a letter in the mail from the Russian government saying again, no, we're not letting you go. He was so upset. After so many times of asking, 20, 30 times, they always say no, no, no. And now that means he's going to stay here forever? It's impossible to be Jewish here. There are no Jews here. Everybody's leaving, and it's so hard to be Jewish. They put you in prison if you keep mitzvahs. He can't take it anymore. He wants to leave. So he was so upset that he went to the kever of the Rebbe's father. And he started crying and crying and sobbing and crying. He says, Rebbe, Rebbe, help me. They don't want to let me go. I can't stay here anymore. It's too hard for me to stay here. And then he said something very strange. He himself doesn't even realize why he said it, but he said it to the Rebbe Levick, the Rebbe's father, right there by the kever, and he said to him, if Hashem helps me, and you with your brachas and with your tefillas, Hashem will let me out of Russia, I promise you I will go to your son, the Rebbe, in New York City, and I'll tell him that he must come here and visit you. I'll ask him, why doesn't he visit you in Almaty? And then he felt bad. Why would I say such a thing? Who am I to tell the Rebbe what he needs to do? That's a chutzpah. He felt very embarrassed that he said that. But that's it. He said it. And then he was so broken. He was crying and crying because he so badly wanted to leave Russia. He didn't want to be trapped in this prison. And he's walking out of the cemetery. He walks out of the cemetery and he hears somebody calling him, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef. He turns around and he sees somebody, a young man in his late 20s, and he asks, who are you? He says, don't you remember me? You remember me? My father was this blind man, this blind Jew who lived next door to you, and for many years you took him to shul every day because he couldn't see. You used to take him to shul and back home after davening. He did this for many years. And I'm his son. I'm his son. Don't you remember? I was a little boy then, but now I'm an important guy. I work for the government, of the communist government. I'm an important officer there. So Rabbi Yosef Nimoitin said, wow, that's you. I remember you as a little child. But then the man sees on Rabbi Yosef's face that his eyes were red and swollen, like he had been crying a lot. So he asked Rabbi Yosef, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Rabbi Yosef said to him, because I want to leave Russia so badly, I can't take it anymore. It's so hard to be Jewish here, and everybody has left. And I can't stay here by myself anymore. Can you, and that's why I went to the oil of the Rebbe's father, Rebbe Levick, and I cried and I davened that he should daven for me and should give me brachas that I should come out of Russia. So this young man says to Rabbi Yosef, listen, I can help you. I know exactly which officers in the government you have to bribe. If you bribe them with money, you can get everything. Just come tomorrow morning, bring me 4,000 rubles. It's a lot of money. But with that money, I can bribe a number of people, officials in the government, and I can get it done. Within 2 weeks, you'll have your visa, your permit to leave. Rabbi Yosef couldn't believe his ears. Wow. He just went to the oil, to the kever of Rabbi Levick. He davened and asked Rabbi Levick to help him. And as soon as he leaves the cemetery, this guy is offering to help him. Rabbi Yosef thanked him and he said, I'll come tomorrow morning to your place, to your house, and I'll bring you the money. It was very hard for Rabbi Yosef to get 4,000 rubles, a lot of money. But he was able to find money here, find money there. He had a few savings here and there. Finally, he got the 4,000 rubles. The next morning, he went to this young man, brought him the 4,000 rubles. And you know what? Within 2 weeks, Rabbi Yosef had a permit in his hand that he's allowed to live. He and his wife were allowed to leave Russia. Rabbi Yosef was so excited, and he left Russia, and he came to America, to New York. And he was going to have his first yechidus by the Rebbe. First of all, he brought the Rebbe a very, very beautiful present. He had pages which the Rebbe's father, Reb Levick, had written, his own chidushe Torah, his own words of Torah. And he had a lot of the handwriting of Reb Levick, and he knew for the Rebbe that was very, very, very important. So he brought him as a present to the Rebbe. So he went into Yechidus, and the Rebbe spoke to him about what the kever of his father looks like. The Rebbe very much wanted to make sure that everything in the kever is done so beautifully and nicely out of respect for his father. And so they talked for a while, and maybe for a few hours. And at the end of the Yechidus, Rabbi Yosef got up to leave. But as he's standing by the door, the Rebbe calls him and says, and the Rebbe is very serious and says, "But you didn't tell me what you told my father you would tell me when you come here and visit in New York." And Rabbi Yosef heard this, he almost fainted. The Rebbe knew what he had said when he visited Reb Levick's kever. What did he say to Reb Levick? "When I go to New York, I'll tell your son, the Rebbe, that why isn't he coming to visit you here in Almaty?" But of course, he didn't have the chutzpah. He was so embarrassed that he said these words. He wouldn't say it to the Rebbe, but the Rebbe knew. How the Rebbe knew, nobody knows. But he was like so embarrassed that the Rebbe knows the words of chutzpah, that he said such a thing that is so chutzpahdik, that he's going to tell the Rebbe must go see his father. But he didn't answer anything, and he left the room. That's the story.